is Sacktown Sports.
We have in our list of QBs Patrick Mahomes number one. Then we have Lamar Jackson number two. Got a little bit spicy in here, whether it was Josh Allen or CJ Stroud number three, but I think we would agree they are three and four as we now move to, really, we were doing the top eight, and it just happens that the top four are in the AFC, and the bottom four are in the AFC. So now,
other way around.
Yes, or in the NFC. So now, as you kind of look at the NFC and who's left, you have Jared Goff, Brock Purdy, Jordan Love, and Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. I mean, you got to go with Brock here. I mean, he's got the last year's playoff success.
So he's fifth. That makes him fifth.
Yeah. And even, you know, I think that there is an argument. I'm telling you, there's an argument to maybe put him as high as three, definitely as high as four. But five is the lowest, I think, that Brock can go. I think, like I said, I mean, after having success in the playoffs last year that you can point at and say, you know, this shouldn't be new to him. This is now a full season of good play. There's really no reason to not say that Brock is clearly, at the very least, the best quarterback in the NFC.
Yeah.
Remaining.
You've either seen somebody perform at a higher level for a shorter amount of time, or you haven't seen them perform at a higher level, but they've been in the league for a longer amount of time. So I would say Jordan Love, obviously Brock didn't play last week, but what Jordan Love did last week was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that is the one thing I'd be worried about, and that's what Brad Graham of the SF Niners brought up, because a hot quarterback is a problem.
Sure.
That can be a big problem. And if he is able to keep it rolling, now you're facing a much better I mean, the Cowboys were supposed to have a good defense.
Right.
But they decided to go zone. It was just bizarre. But if he stays hot, that is the one thing. I mean, Nick Foles got hot and won a Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
But in terms of what we've seen, I got to go Brock, because even though people say Brock's had a smaller sample size, it's still been bigger than Jordan Love's.
Right.
Because this was his first season starting. So I would agree with you, Brock, right there. This is where things get a little bit tricky.
Sounds like you want to put Jordan Love next.
No. You're struggling between Baker and Goff.
Yeah. And even Brad, when I asked Brad, he seemed to, I mean, for the most part, I think the
Brad
problem is
Goff,
all
but
those
a
guys,
Cal fan.
They're all the same tier.
That's right.
Like, they're pretty much just different flavors.
That's right. You got Moxie when you got Mayfield. You got Jared
Goff.
Baker's
been just slinging that thing.
He has.
But it's also been 1 year sample size.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been varying degrees of Baker cooking.
Because the question is, in this conversation, is it best quarterback or hot, or does best include hottest?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, the rules that we set were, you know, play as of today.
Mm-hmm.
So you're factoring in, again, it's like if we're making a daily fantasy squad and we're drafting our teams today, right here, right now, who do you want on your team of the remaining quarterbacks for this weekend?
After Brock,
who do you want under center?
Yeah. I mean, Love is the hot, sexy pick, but
who do you trust? There's a lot of things that go into it.
I've seen Love likes to fling that thing, and I would definitely say there will be one interception by the Niners. I don't know what it is when, and I know Aaron Rodgers didn't really throw a lot of interceptions, but I don't know what it is when QBs put on that Green Bay Packers jersey, they just become gunslingers. They're just going
to
throw that thing.
He's going to have to make some plays, too.
That's right.
I mean, just in general, I mean, you've got to be – if you're the Packers, you're not going to win this game playing, you know, the run the clock out and let's just try and, you know, limit their possessions. I think if you're the Packers, you got to try and make some explosive plays yourself. And part of that is going to be taking some risks. And I think this Niners defense is more than capable of limiting risks. So we have seen in the past the secondary is prone to occasionally get dusted. So
I'm going with Jared Goff.
Okay. That's the definition of a safe pick, right? Like, it's just there's definitely a limited ceiling, but you're probably just going to get a steady performance, and you know his offensive line is so sick.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably not going to get into too much trouble until he faces the Niners, but I think that's probably the right pick. And I'm going to go Jordan Love next. I'm not a big Baker. I think Baker's played incredibly this year. I just don't believe that it's going to be something that's going to last for a while. I mean, he does have Mike Evans. He's got Chris Godwin. He's got some. He's Rashad White, I think, was getting a ton of touches this year. You know, he's got a lot of talent around him that's helping him prop himself up. But, yeah, I just think that Jordan Love, the ceiling of what I think Jordan Love can be is definitely higher than Baker. And Baker can also, we've seen in the past, really put you in some bad situations with him trying to make plays. And now kind of feels like about the time where Baker's going to try and shine. And, again, you trying to make big plays sometimes can lead to some really big mistakes. So I can't believe in Baker.
Yeah, I think Baker has to – I think I agree with you. And I feel bad because I think Baker gets a bit of a bad rap, but it said more about – everybody was talking about the Eagles, right? Even though the Bucs went out and they did their thing, a lot of people were talking more about the Eagles because the Eagles were a complete mess. So, you know, Baker, let's see what you can do because – you're going to have an opportunity. Here's the thing. You're going to have an opportunity. What have we talked about with the Lions? Their defense is not good.
No.
Right? So, Baker, you do it again, then I think people will start to say, okay, this guy can do some things. I guess we're looking at possibly a shootout in Detroit.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, and you've seen less from Love, but I would say Love's weapons aren't as good as Baker's as well.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
So I probably, it's a tough one.
Yeah.
But Love is playing too well to put him last.
Yeah.
And really, none of these quarterbacks are bad. It's just a matter of if I'm going into battle.
We haven't played it yet, but all these quarterbacks are terrific, right?
That's right.
They're all terrific.
They're all, well, except for one.
Except for one.
Except for one. So we have that sound from you as well. So yeah, what do you think, Nate? What do you think? What do you think, Nate?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in the, I'm a loner on this one, but Josh Allen really like.
Where are you putting him?
His lows are so. I think he goes fifth. I think it's a toss up between CJ and Brock, and then it's Josh. But I know so many people disagree with that. Josh Allen, his lows are so low.
Yeah.
He's so. It's very, very similar to Brett Favre. I feel like he's Brett Favre in Cam Newton's body. And he throws himself at people. Sometimes it works. 52-yard rushing touchdown against the Steelers.
Well, can we talk about that? Because
the fake slide.
It wasn't a full Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
But it was similar to Kenny Pickett.
So slow.
And I felt some type of way about that because
absolutely.
Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, I'm going to say it right here on these airwaves, they're floppers. And they whine.
Oh, yeah.
And they stare at the refs, and they wait for a flag.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the NFL is going to do, but it could become a problem.
Get him, Allen.
Because you slow down, because earlier in the game there was a late hit that you whined about, okay? And now you slow down because these guys are coming full speed, so they got to stop. And, yeah, Josh Allen, you are very athletic, so you power through. And, oh, my goodness, what a crazy play. But they're manipulating the rules.
Yeah. Russell Wilson, too, used to do this. Very smart play. Kyler Murray can do it. Right. That fake slide is such a deadly weapon.
Yeah.
More people should be talking about that than the tush push.
Agree with that.
Yes, because that's a dangerous rule. How do you also stop that?
What, no, you can't.
You
like,
can't.
What rule do you put in place prevent that?
Right. It wasn't that. Like Josh. That's the thing. Josh did not deke out the receiver or the defender. Josh put the defender in a position where the defender had to think, I'm either going
to
get a flag here,
yep,
or I
or
guess
I'm
gonna
make the smart play.
Yeah, or I'm going to hesitate a little bit and get blown by it. That's what happened.
Right.
I'm glad that got brought up.
But Josh Allen, I see what he does. I've seen him miss in big moments and make very silly mistakes. Turnovers, especially. I just don't see. I know people get so excited. You listen to Collinsworth talk about this guy. Oh my God, he's the greatest thing I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And it's just. I think the lows are too low and too frequent.
Sure.
For Josh Allen to be,
but he can get
consistency
hot.
Is no doubt in my mind. He can get hot,
and he might be on a heater
but
right now.
I know, but this has happened before where he's gone into the playoffs hot and just like it hasn't worked. So I don't know. I haven't seen it from him. I'm not sold on Josh Allen. His lows are too low to outweigh his highs. That's just my argument.
Absolutely. No, and I'm looking at his game logs here. The Bills have now won six straight, but it has not necessarily been because of Josh Allen. I mean,
look at week one, dude. He lost that game against the Jets.
He sure did.
Aaron Rodgers, I think it was last year, he had a go-ahead touchdown. He spiked into the ground. I forget who it was to, but I'm seeing it in my head right now. It was right on the line. He had and you see him drop down and like freak out. It's like, can't miss that.
At one point, you know, it was when you're at the top, they're always trying to get somebody to knock you off. And I do think that quarterback play is still believed to have to look a certain way. And I think that if Lamar Jackson wins a Super Bowl, part of me thinks that it'll change that thought process. Part of me doesn't.
The definition of quarterbacky changes?
Yeah, I think, yes. I think it'll just turn into, well, there's only one Lamar Jackson,
yes,
and there's one Lamar versus all these other guys. But with Patrick Mahomes being at the top, you had people just get tired of you, right? Whether they'll say they don't like your wife or they say they don't like just how, whatever, with Patrick Mahomes, right? So you had, it's Josh Allen now. You know what I mean? Josh Allen's the guy. Remember that a couple years ago? Josh Allen is better than Patrick Mahomes.
That's partly why I'm like this.
But I would also put, well, now he beats Mahomes one time in the playoffs. Was Joe Burrow? Are we sure Joe Burrow's not better than Patrick Mahomes when Patrick Mahomes has literally just been chilling there, right, and continuing to do things? And that's why I think that last season you lose Tyreek. People were trying. He was coming off that L to Joe Burrow. Patrick Mahomes had a lot to prove. If he's able to run this back again,
with
a horrible team, even just getting there, I know they don't really count that for much these days, but that would be incredible because, it was Josh Allen. Remember out here in these streets, it was, the one guy who changed his completion percentage based on where he was drafted, and now when comparing to Trey Lance, they were saying he could be Josh Allen. Now it turns out that Josh Allen isn't even that Josh Allen.
If Mahomes takes these guys to the Super Bowl, it's very similar to LeBron's last year in Cleveland, where he dragged that ugly Cleveland team all the way to the finals.
The first go-round. The first LeBron stint. Not with Kyrie.
Oh, no. I'm thinking LeBron's last game in Cleveland.
Right.
Before he left back to L.A. when he had IT and traded D-Wade at the half.
I forgot about that iteration.
That team was so bad.
Yeah.
And he just pulled them into the finals.
Yeah.
Like, that team had no right to be there.
No.
And Mahomes, this Chiefs team, I mean, outside of Andy Reid, like, Travis Kelce looks bad. Rashid Rice had a couple good games. No one else can catch the ball.
Yeah.
Also, when Travis Kelce moves, he's moving like an ogre. It's like slow and not.
He doesn't look the same.
Yeah.
But maybe he can, maybe he can turn it on. Maybe he's just been waiting in the wings. Tight ends get hot. We'll see. All right, get into a break. When we get back, is Tyrese Haliburton playing mind games? Possibly. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Sacktown Sports. Check us out on YouTube. Search Sacktown Sports and subscribe.
The return. Buddy Hield warming up. Tyrese Haliburton warming up. Will Tyrese Haliburton play? He's questionable. It's questionable. You know he wants to. This is the only trip.
Absolutely.
You know he wants to get out there. I know that the Kings have been known to play a bit banged up, but Haliburton means a whole heck of a lot to that franchise, and he got carried off the court.
Yes.
That's the thing for me. This isn't an ankle. This isn't, I can power through because it's my only time out there. It looked like that hamstring got peeled off. I mean,
he fully did the splits.
The court.
Yeah. Yeah, he slipped on some water and fully did like a leg extended split. So I, you know, I know it's important to him. I know he definitely feels like, you know, it's a really big matchup for him. You know, there's the whole, you know, he's back. At least he's in the building, but, you know, there's the, he's got friends, I'm sure, still in the area. He made a lot of relationships when he was here, and, you know, he wants to also, I guarantee Tyrese Halliburton would love nothing more than to have a 30-plus point performance and hit some big shot and then look right at Monty McNair's seats and ask the crowd to give him some noise. And, you know, it makes sense. Tyrese has made his feelings about the trade well known, well documented. And,
has he?
You know, I think, yeah, I'm really glad that we don't have to hear about it anymore. And so, yeah, I definitely think this is bigger than basketball, if you will, for Tyrese Halliburton.
There's no way he plays, though, right?
Crazier things have happened.
I haven't seen the video. Does it look like he's
just
moving
shooting
well?
Yeah, he's just out there it's shoot around. He's walking around, taking some jump shots, and just, yeah, looks fine.
This happened to somebody last season where they got, who was it? It wasn't Anthony Edwards. Somebody got carried off last season, and it was, oh my goodness, prayers up, and everybody, you know, hopefully he's okay. And it was a rolled ankle.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was because...
Was that LaMelo? Who was that?
I can't remember what it was, but it was more on clutch points, because clutch points will, like, make graphics looking like people are dead. And
right,
it's like,
right.
Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, 2002 to 2023, and it's like, what is he dead? Like,
yeah,
what happened?
What's going
and it's
on?
Like, nah, my man just, yeah, he slipped. And,
yeah, somebody
and hurt his hamstring.
Somebody went down last season. And,
I remember that, yeah.
And it was, oh, he's done for the year, and it was a rolled ankle.
Yeah.
And they were back within about 2 weeks. So who knows if Halliburton is going to play or not. The Pacers are in a similar position as the Kings as far as where they're at in their respective conference, which is why they go out. And again, for those wondering, we'll not see Siakam tonight. We will not see Siakam tonight, but we might see Tyrese Halliburton. The Pacers are 23-17. The Kings are 23-17. Same exact record. Kings are the sixth seed. In the Eastern Conference, the Pacers are the seventh seed, but they are tied as far as losses are concerned with the five seed in the Knicks and the sixth seed with the Heat. So a pretty even matchup. I think it says something when everybody keeps talking about how terrible the Indiana Pacers defense is, and then you look up and they have the same record as the Kings, which lets you know, okay, well, the Kings are better defensively, but now they got other issues,
sure,
right? Trying to get over the hump and really make that move. And not to get too much into the trade, obviously it's going to continue to come up. Is this going to get talked about? I feel like, you know what's crazy to me? This gets talked about somehow, right? This trade with Sabonis and Tyrese Halliburton gets talked about more than the trade of Trae Young and Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
I mean, Tyrese is just in the conversation now, especially a lot more than ever, and so it feels, and it was a massive, massive deal. I mean, people in the media love Tyrese Halliburton. Mm-hmm. So I mean that, and it's a chance to point and laugh at the Kings, which everybody in national media never misses out on an opportunity to do that. But I think there's an illusion that Atlanta is fine with Trae Young, and right, that it's not that terrible because, oh, you know, it's not like it was Marvin Bagley or you know, somebody completely unplayable. At least it's Trae Young who's, yeah, putting up all of these numbers, when in reality, Atlanta, I know they're shopping DeJounte Murray out there. I would tell you the one you should be shopping is the other guy, Trae Young. I just don't think you can realistically win a championship with that dude on your roster. He is the worst defender in the NBA.
Well, we just talked about De'Aaron Fox. Can he be 1A on a championship team? If De'Aaron Fox can't, then Trae Young can't.
Trae Young definitely can't.
So I just have no clue. No. And it is part of that pride with the Atlanta Hawks. We made this trade. Us moving on from Trae Young, how many years down the line? is basically saying we messed up and we're saying uncle, and they don't want to do that.
No.
Because I've seen some graphics with Trae Young in San Antonio, with Wemby. Now that's a little bit different, maybe, right? Right. Now I think the line of what Trae Young can be, because he has the ball a lot, can he be a two and win a championship? I don't know. Does he have to be a three? Can he be a three? I think that, Chris, your list of point guards that just kind of not annoy you, but I just don't know what to do with them based on how they play. I know we got who else is in this list, because you got Trae Young, yeah. I would say. Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
Okay. You putting Jalen Brunson in there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just guys that are, we know you're good.
Yeah.
But we don't know what to do with you. Yeah. And if the Spurs are able to get DeJounte Murray back based on how they moved off of DeJounte, that would be a nice finesse for the Spurs.
I don't think so. From what I understand, that relationship was not great at all. Mm-hmm. I think that they really left on bad terms. So DeJounte would surprise me. I still feel like the Trae Young trade is cat. I think if you could do a cat Trae Young swap, it just makes the most sense. I think both of those teams would convince themselves that they got the better end of it. And, you know, I think the Cat Gobert thing is too much. And I think that the only way you can really mask how bad Trae Young is on defense is by having a guy like Rudy Gobert and Anthony Edwards as well to kind of patchwork it. And to me, it makes a lot of sense too, because they need a point guard desperately. And to me, that move makes a lot of sense at some point here.
Yeah. All right. Getting to a break. When we get back, the A's are in Sacramento right now visiting Sutter Health Park. We'll tell you all about it and more. Stiles and Watkins, Sactown Sports.
Sactown Sports. Call or text at 916-339-1140.
Tyrese Halliburton is back in town. We have audio. He talks about De'Aaron Fox. Stiles and Watkins. Sactown Sports taking up to two. And let's hear from Tyrese, who is still questionable tonight. Let's see what he had to say when he was asked about his former team and everything that's going on with the Kings and what's going on with the Pacers.
Yeah, I mean, I think the new coach has helped a lot. And, you know, I think winning changes things. Like, Fox has been one of the best guards in the league, you know, over the past couple of years. And Domas is a seamless fit. So, and they got really good guys that fit in the group well. I think Malik is a really, really good player. Keegan's a good draft pick. They filled out their roster really well, so that's a lot to do with their success.
Wow. He didn't mention the trade once there. I'm surprised.
He's not going to mention the trade there.
You'd be surprised. You would be surprised.
What is that?
It's crazy how much the team has changed. I mean, he named basically everyone who's new since he left. So much has changed.
Yeah. I mean, completely. It's been a total reversal. I mean, yeah, it is nuts. I mean, let me pull up the I mean, the only guys who I think were there, with him mentioning Keegan was even drafted after him, Davion was there, HB was there, Alex Len was probably there.
Keon? No.
Keon might have been around in his first year as a player. I mean, and I think that might be it. I mean, even, from Mike Brown on, like, there's really not much remnants of anybody from Tyrese's time here.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know what it was about that sound right there. He didn't say anything wrong. And I have no problem with Tyrese Halliburton. This is more about the Kings. If Tyrese plays and it's a good American game, great. Okay? And, you know, it's just a great American showdown, right? If he doesn't play,
plays with integrity.
And he plays it with integrity. There's no flopping, right? You know, it's just a great American basketball game. If he doesn't play, the Kings have to beat the brakes off the Pacers.
Yes.
No, they have to.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, man. Just something in his voice is just saying, y'all good over there. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, cool. I mean, that's why I'm glad to hear him not talking about the trade, because for so long it was he seemed really bothered by what was going on here. And it was I'm glad to hear him just talking about his own situation. And it finally that is you know what? That is an ex saying, hey, you know what? I see they got a new job. Okay, they're making more money than they made when I was with them. They got a boo. I met their boo the other day. Great person, like nothing bad to say. Glad they're eating over there.
No, but look. Okay, so for those listening, the video by our own Brendan Nunes, Tyrese has he's sitting in the middle of the chair.
You got a problem with how he's sitting?
No, he's sitting in the middle. He's sitting on a chair, mm-hmm. right? He's sitting in the arena, right? Mm-hmm. One of the front row seats. And he's got one arm on one chair on his left, one arm on one chair on his right. He doesn't have a care in the world. It just Chris, you know, the body language, he's just saying to me, y'all little bros got it. We over here. Yeah, and De'Aaron Fox, he's a good player. You know, he's one of the best guards in the league. Yeah. It was too cookie cutter. It was too cookie cutter that I don't believe it. And I feel like he's gonna try to play tonight, man.
He's definitely gonna try to play. I don't.
You ever
think
pulled your hamstring?
Will. Not. I wouldn't say no. I wouldn't say yes. I would say.
You ever pull your hamstring?
I've definitely injured.
I mean, not like critical, but I've hurt myself.
Exactly.
You know what? He's a couple. Yeah. This is what you do. This is what you're gonna do. Okay. Been a couple weeks now, right? Whatever it is, because I used to pull my hammy all the time. I'm not flexible. I've been more flexible since. Messing up my Achilles and I've had no choice. But okay, you get your wrap and you wrap that thing, Chris, and you wrap it as tight as you can. And Tyrese is gonna be back there wrapping that thing, saying, I'm good to go.
No blood
Let
flow.
Me run. No blood
yeah,
flow.
His leg falls
We're
off.
We're just running off adrenaline and vibes. That man is gonna try to play. I'm telling
his leg's
you.
Tingling.
I'm just look, if you're driving, just imagine, okay, if you're on YouTube, this guy, man, the way he's just chilling here.
He's posted. He's definitely
posted on the block in his old arena.
Yeah.
Saying,
he's comfy.
You guys are doing some things cool.
Yeah.
Because here's the that's the whole thing. It was supposed to be an even trade. Now, Pacers weren't.
It was an even trade. What do you mean it
Pacers,
was?
I'm just saying. Pacers, they also weren't supposed to be blowing it up, right? They were supposed to get a young stud. So it's funny to me that they're literally, people can say it wasn't even. They both have the same exact record as well. That's hilarious to me.
Yeah.
I would say that people would say, well, Kings were supposed to more so than the Pacers. I think maybe if Tyrese hasn't been doing what he's doing, maybe Miles would have been moved by now. Who knows? But all I'm saying, if he plays, I just want a great matchup, okay? If he does not play, Chris, you will get clowned.
Absolutely.
You will get clowned.
Absolutely.
Because he's going to be sitting there probably in whatever he's wearing, right? He's going to be have his fashion right.
Yeah.
And y'all, even a close game, fine, right? Get the W. But Chris, out of all the games that you have held L's to, because I remember last season when I was covering the Warriors, I believe, lost to a game where Halliburton didn't play and Andrew Nembhard went off.
Yeah.
He went absolutely off. So I've seen it happen, Chris.
I mean, they've got Ben Mathurin still. Like, they still got Buddy,
Chris,
who's
I'm
also
getting,
looking for
I don't
a
like
revenge.
This, Chris. I do not like this.
I agree with you that they should beat the Pacers. Absolutely. I mean, forget the fact that it is the Pacers and there's still emotions. Even from, I mean, we're only talking about the Tyrese Buddy side. Sabonis also has some emotions, too.
That's true.
He hears people talking about Tyrese Halliburton all the time.
Well, then show it.
De'Aaron Fox. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, then
like,
show it,
they're
De'Aaron.
On a three-game losing streak. They're back at the crib now. There are no excuses.
No.
Especially if Tyrese doesn't play. But even if Tyrese does, I think that that's a great challenge for them that they should try. I mean, if anything, I think Tyrese playing adds the motivation. It adds another layer of, oh, y'all better come ready then because you know they're about as full strength as they can be. You know, at least, I'm not going to say it, but at least if Tyrese doesn't play, you have the built-in excuse of, oh, maybe you overlooked him without Tyrese. You weren't sure if he was going to be there, whatever. And when he got, when he announced that he wasn't going to play, it kind of took the wind out of the sails a bit. I wouldn't say it's a valid excuse, but at least you can say it. No, there's no reason. I mean, especially with just how bad they've played right now And, you know, if you're Harrison Barnes, if you're Kevin Huerter, and you do want to stay here in Sacramento, you better start playing well, because, you know, if they go on a 4-game losing streak, and then, you know, the games, we're done now with the soft portion of the Kings schedule. So if the Kings start dropping games here against teams that they absolutely should win, well then, man, I mean, I think the Kings will be joining the Pacers and being light loaded for a couple games pretty soon.
This is from the Woj pod, okay?
Yeah.
They look at how much fun it is to play there, how much fun Halliburton is to play with, okay, how unselfish he is. Okay. And it sometimes allows you to play up in class in terms of your market. He makes up for the difference that a Midwestern market might have had trouble keeping the guy. This is Woj discussing the Pacers being able to get a third
star. Can I just be a hater for a quick
sec?
That's why people in Sacramento are so just defensive and, like, just snippy about things like that, because the Kings were the funnest story in the league last year with the Beam. It wasn't just a one-player thing. And I don't recall seeing any reports of, oh, free agents now are flocking. It doesn't matter that Sacramento is a small market. People forget it's still, you know, the capital city of the biggest economy in America and all this stuff like that. That never gets brought up. But Tyrese Halliburton has, at this point, two good halves of the past two seasons. And all of a sudden, Indiana might as well be Miami. Like, it's just like all of a sudden now this is where – you know, this is where basketball is at its purest form, because they're scoring 130 points and not playing any defense. Like, I could understand how somebody, not me, of course,
I'm not
riled up about this at all. But I could see how maybe somebody could get a little bit riled up at how, you know, again, yeah, the Kings play great basketball. They're playing poorly this season, have the same record as the Pacers, but Indiana is the funnest place in the universe to play basketball. Okay.
Look. Okay. You're almost a method actor there. You really did dig because it's not you.
It would never be me.
That is not you, way you were able to
channel
that was pretty impressive. Yeah. All right.
Well, you know, it's award season.
It
right
is.
Now. Golden Globes.
It is.
You know?
Get your Emmy, get your Golden Globe. All right, get into a break.
Shout out
when
the Bear.
When we get back, we have more Halliburton talk, more Kings talk as they get ready to take on their old friend. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
This is Sacktown Sports.
Does this make you happy or sad? Tyrese Halliburton ruled out. He will not be playing. He will just be chilling in his... What do the kids wear these days? Do they still wear Gucci? I feel like that's old.
Yeah.
What do the kids wear, right?
Could wear some... Yeah, I guess not.
Like Givenchy?
Yeah.
Is that
kids
one
can
of
afford... Gucci?
Well, I mean, not kids, but like, kids, I mean, I guess Tyrese is, I don't even know how old Tyrese is these days, but he's
What are the top brands?
Yeah.
He's a Kirkland guy, Tyrese.
Actually, speaking of, and by the way, we will be joined by Andy Herman, owner, host of Pack-A-Day podcast and writer for Packer Report. We'll have to ask him about that. I don't know if you saw this going around, but it's the battle of the dripless quarterbacks. Did you see that? There was a post that went viral with Jordan Love, and he was in a very similar outfit to Brock Purdy, and it said, look at my guy, no drip at all, just focus on the game, already locked in. So it will be a battle of Coles when the Packers take on the Niners. But yeah, getting back to Tyrese Halliburton, the Pacers and the Kings, no Tyrese tonight, ruled out. So he's just going to be chilling, okay, fitted up. He's going to be waving. He's going to be shaking hands, kissing babies, saying, hey, I miss you guys, right?
I bet he puts on some Pascal Siakam gear, whether it's like a graphic tee, maybe like a, at least for the walk-in, maybe not on the sideline, but like he's going to do something where it's like, Tyrese is always, he knows what he's doing.
Does he have a shoe deal yet?
He does not. No, no.
That's
no.
that's that'll
feels
be
like a
way.
Nike guy. I feel like he's
Fox does.
Nike. He sure does.
One trades.
He sure.
He doesn't
does.
Have a shoe yet, though.
Not yet.
Got the deal, though.
Got the deal, though.
Got the deal.
Locked in the deal. You know, so no Tyrese Halliburton. That's unfortunate. At least I know I wanted to see him.
Yeah.
But now that we know that, Kings, take care of business.
Take care
of business. No, enough now.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, fine. You had a bad run.
Yeah.
We'll go back to it. We mentioned it at the top of the show. We'll go back to it. They are 6-7 their last 13 games. And throughout that 6-7, they've got some bad losses.
Yeah.
Charlotte, they almost lost to the Hawks. They lost to the Blazers. This three-game stretch where they lost, so that's five right there. And then they got the doors blown off by the Pelicans. So it's been a tough stretch. You can cleanse the palate now. You're back home. Because, Chris, another thing here, and I feel like we haven't really looked at the roster that much lately, right? Because we've just been trying to survive with all the games that they've been blowing. But, Chris, after these two games, they're on the road for a decent amount of time.
Oh, the schedule?
Yeah, so they play at home today, and they play at home Monday. After that, they go to Warriors, go to Mavericks, go to Grizzlies, go to Heat, go to Pacers, and you know he'll play that game. And Siakam will probably play that game. Go to Bulls, and then go to Cavs.
Yeah.
Then they finally come back to take on their arch nemesis, the Pistons. That's February 7th.
Yeah.
So after Monday, they won't be back home until February 7th.
Yep. Yeah, I mean it's brutal, and that's why this is the middle of the season. Tonight's mm-hmm. going to be the 41st game of the season for the Kings. So
yeah.
they're literally going through it, man. They're in the thick of this thing, and these are the dog days. Like, these are the dog days of the season, and this is where I think teams really show their identity. It's where you start to separate yourself, and I think unfortunately right now the Kings are falling into the pack, and that's mm-hmm. not where you want to, what you want to be doing at this point in the year. You definitely want to start to be falling into who you think you can be at the end of the year. And if this is who the Kings are going to be falling into, I think we're all going to be disappointed with how this season's going to end, because it does not feel like things are tracking in a positive direction. And I don't think that we're a 2-win homestand away from things really changing. Like, even if they do get the win tonight over Indiana and then get the win on Monday against Atlanta, you know, I know you're going into Golden State, and, you know, the Kings finally, it's actually a welcome sight to see Golden State. We haven't seen them in forever, and
yeah.
You want to talk about struggling. I mean,
right.
they're you know, besides the terrible news of yesterday, I mean, they've been going through it for a month or so now. I don't think that we're a couple wins away from momentum shifting. It to me, I think we've seen enough, again, to where it's like, I think we know that something needs to be fixed with this team.
Chris, I got bad news for
you.
Oh, no. No, seriously,
no. No.
After they get back on February 7th, and look here, this is why Chris was up in arms about blowing games to Houston.
Yeah.
This is why we said, you got to take care of business. This is what's coming next, Chris. So they come home February 7th, right? After that long stretch on the road.
Yep.
And they get the Pistons. After that, Chris, tell them what they've won. February 9th, they get the Nuggets
yep.
in Sacramento. February 11th, they get the Thunder in Oklahoma City. Then a back-to-back where they are in Phoenix, okay? February 13th, then on Valentine's Day, they go back to Denver.
How do they play the Nuggets three times in February? They play them February 9th at home. They play them February 14th on the road, and then again on the 28th on the road
This is not good.
It's not good at all. And then, yeah, like you said, you got an OKC matchup in there. You got a Phoenix matchup in Phoenix, in Club Phoenix again. And then you got the Clippers as well on February 25th. Like, this is the toughest stretch that the Kings are going to go through throughout this season right now. And I mean, I really hope, and this is why I think a deal needs to be done sooner rather than later, because, I mean, if you're going to ask my confidence level about this current club, I'm going to tell you it's at like a 3 to go 500 during that stretch. You got to give yourself, if you are going to make that big move, you got to give yourself some time to let that person integrate themselves into the lineup, into the rotation, getting familiar with the situation before you hit those games. You don't want to go into those games being the, hey, not only are we struggling right now, not only did we just bring in this new piece, we're facing the toughest opponents right now. So what a great time to try and slowly integrate somebody. That's not how you should do it. And so that's why I'm going to keep saying, I just don't think I can say after every single game, I cannot say enough, a deal has to get done. If you're going to make a move, don't wait till February 8th. It's not going to do you any good. As a matter of fact, it could be too late at that point. You might be really in the thick of the play-in at that
point. You
really
could.
Right now, you're at least in... you got your head barely. You barely got your neck above water right now in terms of staying out of the play-in. Make a move now so that you're hopefully, by the time you're done with this tough stretch, you can be talking about, okay, we got done with that. How do we make some moves to get into that four seed? Maybe we can somehow get hot and get a three seed. But right now, that feels impossible. I don't even think that's part of the equation. I don't even think that's a possibility with how this team is currently constructed. There's no way I would bet this team. Like you said earlier in the show, I can't see them being higher than a four seed right now.
No, and that's no disrespect to the team. I mean, it's the gauntlet. There are no breaks.
No, none.
You get a decent break, and you lost the breaks that you've had.
Yep, that's the problem.
That's the problem. Yep. You're looking here. You got a Bulls team. That Bulls team... We don't know who's going to be on the team by the time they face, but all of these teams are not pushovers, and you've already lost to the pushovers. So that is not a good sign moving forward. And even when we're not naming off the big boys, there's a Bulls team in the mix during that stretch. There's a Heat team in the mix during that stretch. Teams that we haven't even
mentioned. You're going to have a full stacked Pacers team at some point.
That's
on
right.
That February 2nd game.
That's right. So, you know, they got to figure this thing out. And I know, the Grizzlies, they'll have a bit of a break there. But they also have the Mavericks end of January, who we just didn't mention. That's how stacked the West is. Mention the Mavericks.
The Kings are healthy right now. Mm-hmm. They don't have a single person on their injury report.
Yeah.
So imagine what happens, knock on wood, if someone in the rotation goes down. Like, this is them playing at their absolute peak right now, at their healthiest. Mm-hmm. Things can only get more and more turbulent in terms of your outside circumstances.
Right.
You can't let that be when you're struggling on the floor too, because everything is going to leak into each other. And at that point, again, you're going to spiral. And with how close this Western Conference is, you might spiral past the point of recovery, and you might end up in the play-in as the seven seed might be your best hope. Maybe barely making it past the six seed. Who knows? But the longer and longer Monty waits, I think the worse and worse position they're going to find themselves in.
But again, okay, this is why De'Aaron Fox looked as sad as he did, right, for lack of a better term, when Jason Anderson said he saw him in the locker room, because I do think they realized this. And I think they realized they missed a huge opportunity on the road. Trey Lyles said they believe they should have went 4-1.
Yep.
Well, they didn't. They went 2-3.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to flush it. You got to move forward and hopefully get back on the right track, because I think they realize all these things, Chris. They are healthy right now, and a lot of teams aren't, and they're still not able to get things done. All right, get into a break. When we get back, we will be joined by Andy Herman of the Pack-A-Day podcast, writer for the Packer Report as well, to talk all things Packers. How can they pull this off? And his thoughts on the Niners and Brock Purdy. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.